or the Bible. I actually don't know anything about it. He's like, yeah, you know, people taught that for years. Like, there was a whole movement called the Manifest Sons of God. I'm like, really? That's awesome. He's like, yeah, not too awesome. He started telling me that they created this whole group of elitism and that they felt like they were better than everybody else. And I'm like, ah, you know, that's what I was thinking. He's like, yeah, it didn't work out too good for them. And he started telling me some of the... you know, some of the ways that they were processing the same scriptures I was processing. And it was so helpful just to, you know, not fall in the same ditch that other people fell in, and to make sure that he'd say, hey, when you teach this, you know, you need to make sure that you share this part, because otherwise people are going to feel like you're pulling them back into the thing that really became destructive for the church. And I'm just giving you one example of how he... helps me to process the revelation I'm getting, and it pulls me back, and I feel like that we have this great partnership. So without, I know I've taken about 25 minutes, why don't you come and share what's on your heart, and would you just welcome Dan Farrelly, please. You want this mic? No? Okay.
Hey, hello. Hey, it's good to be with you. Good to see you. Whenever I talk to a group of folks who move in the prophetic, it's probably the only time I walk into my closet and think, what shirt should I wear today?
Yeah, totally.
I only have one bit of teaching on DVD, and I happen to be wearing a shirt that says Death Valley on it. And it's a place in California. But it's an awesome color blue. It makes my eyes totally pop, and that's why I chose it. But it is kind of ironic that here's the word of the Lord. I got Death Valley written across my chest, so. Well, just real quickly, I think if, I'll try to move fairly quickly so we have time for questions at the end, if it works for you. And just a couple of ideas. Chris, I'm so appreciative of the encouragement you gave me. Thank you. That's really good. We do think that we're learning as far as the apostle builds an apostolic team. And this is kind of might be something you guys know, but we've just been thinking about how important the apostle's ability to build a team that creates a community and a culture that actually is something that becomes a model for the church. And so it was kind of a freeing idea to realize the apostle isn't the be-all and the end-all, but his ability to call a team, create a team, nurture a team that creates a culture that is manifest.